My next guest, the author of Grit to Great, How Perseverance, Passion, and Pluck Can Take You from Ordinary to Extraordinary, joined by New York Times bestselling author Robin Koval. Robin, do I have your last name right?
You do.
Yeah.
Good to be talking.
Great having you.
Well,
what's your background professionally? Before you were writing books, what were you doing?
Well, in addition to writing books, I was the head of a very large advertising agency called the Kaplan Thaler Group, which ultimately became an agency called Publicis in New York for many years. And for the past 2 years, I've been running an organization, a big nonprofit in Washington, D.C., called Truth Initiative. We are the folks behind the Truth Campaign, which is all about getting young people not to smoke.
Not okay. Well, how's that going, by the way?
It's going pretty well, actually.
Yeah. Although it seems that they're all smoking these e-cigarettes nowadays. Is that a problem?
Well, e-cigarettes, you know, for some people, they're actually, you know, helping them to quit, for adults who've been, you know, trying to quit for a long time and can't otherwise, but not a good idea for kids, right?
Now,
nicotine, addictive, all that stuff.
Now, your new book, Grit to Great, let me ask you this, because it's all about perseverance and passion. Sometimes people wonder if they're doing something and they're not succeeding, if there's just a whole waste of time for them, right? I mean, they have perseverance, they're not getting anywhere with it. How do you know when your perseverance is going to pay off and when it might be a waste of time?
Well, you know, I think there's a big difference between having a dream and dreaming about accomplishing something and really working at something every day that you are getting a reward from and seeing progress from. So I think you have to kind of make a determination of whether this is something you just like to do or something that you really believe you're good at and are willing to work hard and accomplish. You know, one of the things that, you know, we realized in writing this book is that the culture sends us lots of confusing messages, right? People think, young people especially think, you know, if I'm not Mark Zuckerberg, if I'm not a billionaire by the time I'm 25, if I don't win The Voice or, you know, whatever, then I'm a failure. But the truth is, when you look at the most successful people, most of them were not overnight successes. And more important than that, most of them did not have genius IQs or, you know, incredible athletic or artistic ability or, you know, they weren't born rich. That the people who really succeed, for the most part, are the ones who are really good at this character trait of grit, which, you know, we made into a kind of an acronym so it will be easy to remember,
so
having guts, resilience, initiative, and tenacity.
Grit. Now, you say it's a character trait, but so is it something where some people have it and others just don't?
Well, that's the wonderful thing about it. You know, we like to tell people, you know, don't worry about having the it factor. Worry about developing your grit factor, because everyone has it and everyone can control it. So, you know, if you aced your SATs, or, you know, you were the captain of the football team, you may have some, you know, gifts that you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody can develop their grit, because these traits of being resilient, knowing how to bounce back from a failure, or tenacity, focusing on a task, are things we can teach ourselves.
Now, okay, for someone that feels they may not have some of the quality, or they're not as perseverant as they'd like to be, what's like one kind of exercise that could kind of build that inside you?
Okay, well, you know, we have a lot of them in the book. We call them grit builders, and they're in every chapter. It's, by the way, a very short book, really easy to read. But, you know, one is embrace Plan B. Okay, you know, Plan A's very rarely work. So always have a Plan B, because your Plan B is going to be better. Because you know what? When you have to go to it, you're going to be in the heat of the moment, and your brain is going to be firing. Steven Spielberg tells a great story about, you know, the Jaws, the mechanical shark from Jaws, that the reason why you never see the shark in the movie and why you only hear that incredibly memorable music that, of course, made the whole movie, it's because the shark didn't work. When they got on the set and started making the movie, the shark wouldn't work. And so we had to have a total Plan B. And, of course, that was a hit. Success.
For someone that's at the edge of giving something up, they feel like it's just not working out. Is there anything that should be done at that moment right before you say, you know what, I'm just going to walk away from this thing I've been trying for a long time?
Well, you know, one of the things we say is if you think you're in the wrong job or your career path isn't working out and you're scared to walk away, because fear, you know, is one of the things that's hardest for us to get over, is mentally fire yourself. Actually walk through the process of if you got fired tomorrow, mm-hmm. what would you do? Write it down. Think of the five first things you do other than, you know, going out and having a drink, which is fine, okay, it's fine too. Because once you do that, you start taking all of the scary stuff that you're avoiding. Most of us don't want to think about things that scare us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we say lose the safety net. When you do that, you realize that the things that you're so terrified of, for the most part, you can get through them. And fear is a good thing. Fear is what moves us forward.
Pushes you ahead, and the key is not to let it stop you. It's Robin Koval, New York Times bestselling author. Her new book, Grit to Great, How Perseverance, Passion, and Pluck Takes You from Ordinary to Extraordinary. Robin, thank you.
Thank you.